Hello and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Happy Endings. Yes, you know what happy endings mean. Everybody knows. It's common knowledge. But as with all my recordings, there's an extra little fun twist. If you read the description, you'll know it's nothing that you won't enjoy. So please, strip yourself down. I need you naked on my table. Taking off all those clothes and lie back, face up. Arms to your sides. And close your eyes. Look inside yourself. Shut out the world around you. Let it all become unimportant. The only thing that matters now is looking inward. Look into the darkness inside your closed eyes, and you'll notice in the distance there's a tiny pinprick of light. One little light. Something about seeing the light at the end of the tunnel always makes humans feel better. You're no different. Seeing that light feels good. I want you to start moving towards that wonderful one star of light. I want you to go ahead and notice that as you begin to drift towards it, you drift away from the world around you. You drift down. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I do, you'll get closer to the light. You'll go deeper and deeper until you reach the core where the wonderful warm white light awaits you. Go ahead and begin drifting now. Like floating towards it. 9, it feels like you're in a tunnel. You feel it all around you, closer and closer to the warm light. 8, 7, deeper and deeper, so far away from the world around you. As you slide to the core of yourself, to your pleasure center, drift 6, deeper 5. It feels so good here. Deeper. Closer and closer to the light. 4. Oh, yes, you are feeling that wonderful warm feeling exuding from the core pleasure center, the one light, the beacon. It's pulling you in. 3. Deeper and deeper. Feel the warmth. 2. So relaxed. 1. Yes. Standing right before the warm, bright light. You feel the wonderful energy emanating from it. begins to reach out towards you. As it begins to reach out, rays of light like arms wrapping around you and pulling you in, swallowing you, yes, swallowing your naked, vulnerable body. It feels so safe, feels so warm, embracing you, wrapping around you, pulling you into itself. You see, as you look around, inside this magnificent light is a beautiful white room. White padded walls and white floor. Everything here is clean, almost sterile. Yet it's warm and embracing. It feels wonderful here. It feels comfortable here. One massage table in the middle of the room. A padding so thick, it looks like a marshmallow. It looks so comfortable. It almost calls to you. You can smell a wonderful feminine scent. The scent of oils and vanilla mixed with sweet perfume. So subtle, so feminine. You breathe it in and it's almost intoxicating. You know this room was designed for peace. It was designed for you. And it feels good to be here. It feels so wonderful to be here. Go ahead. Everything here was made just for you. Just for your milking. Just for your wonderful submission, for the happy ending. Lie down face up on the table. Get nice and comfy on the table. Feel how soft the surface beneath you is. You can feel yourself sinking into it. You can feel it almost molding around your body, conforming to your shape, as though it were sucking you in, sucking you down, but not under. It's as though it was designed to hold you in place. But you won't know, because you won't move. It feels too good to move. You want to obey. You know your reward. The warm white light around you keeps you safe and warm, even though you're naked and vulnerable. You feel me in the room with you. You may not see me, but you definitely feel me. You can feel my gaze watching you. You feel me way before you see me. You may even see a disruption in the energy fields in the room. You may see the outline of my body. You're so relaxed. You feel me watching you. starting to see me. You hear the clicking of my shoes. Yes. You can feel my hands reaching out. You can feel my hands wrapped ever so lightly around your ankles. The warmth of my palms. You feel my fingers delicately encircling your ankles. As my hands begin to move up. Moving up those calves. My fingertips explores your body. And you can feel yourself responding. Running my fingertips, my long blood red nails ever so gently up your legs. Tickling your inner thighs. I can see a stiffening beginning to form. Mistress loves you stiff. And as my fingertips slide ever so purposely along the side of your legs, past your throbbing member, I work my way to your sweet little belly button. Circling my finger round and round. Ooh, yes, both my hands now sliding ever so gently up your chest, rib. All the way up to your nipples. Sensitive or not, I see you respond to my touch. Respond as I slowly touch and explore your body. Rubbing my hands across your responding nipples. You feel your body beginning to tingle. Such a nice tingle. And as I continue my exploration of your bare, naked body, I see your shaft, that firming, thickening, oh yes, makes mistress moist. I continue my exploration up to your soft curves of your neck, up your cheeks, your face. You feel my hands, my long blood red nails, scraping ever so softly against your scalp. Yes, an area that is often neglected, but yet it feels so good. All the wonderful nerve endings in the scalp. And mistress wants to bring every one of them alive. It's so very, very relaxing. You can feel yourself sinking ever deeper into the surface beneath you as I'm exploring your body. And then you can hear more. Feel more doms entering the room, more women. You may not see them, but you feel their presence. You feel their gaze.
Yummy.
They look at you spread across the table like a man buffet.
Yummy.
You may not see them clearly, but you can see the energy of at least three other women. Or are they just clones of Mistress? Does it matter? Do you care? No. You see the outlines of beautiful women who enjoy your naked bodies. And you want nothing more than to surrender to all of them. To give your body to them. And you can feel their fingertips. You can feel their hands upon you. For they are traveling their fingertips across the same route that I just did. You feel a hand wrapped around your ankles. Long, slender fingers running up your legs to your inner thighs. Some fingers tracing the outline, thickening shaft, and others reaching towards your balls. Oh yes, you feel those wonderful soft hands cupping your balls. Oh yes, it feels so good to have those hands touching you. So many hands, so many strong yet soft feminine hands reaching out to touch you, to fondle you, to explore you. Hands reaching up, up your waist, your chest. Fingertips tracing your nipples. Hands all across your body. You don't move. Some of the women are becoming clearer. The less you think, the more you see them. The more you let go, the more you feel them. Beautiful women who want nothing more than to explore your body, to see you surrender totally. Surrender. Yes, my pet, we're all here to see you come. We're all here to make you come, but not yet. We're in no hurry. We want to touch you. To examine you. This group of women is here to watch you surrender. To give your body over. And as our hands explore you, as we watch your stiffening cock twitch, as we hear the little tiny moan slip from between your lips, it brings us great pleasure to see you enjoy yourself so, to see your body respond to our touch. to our presence. You want more, don't you? You need more. And we want to do more. You know what you're here for. You know why I've brought you here. Yes, for your body. Your willingness to surrender can only be complete with the final act of orgasm, but only on command. We're not there yet. Losing yourself and the women that surround you, it's only the first step. It's time to see me. See me now. Let my image sear into your mind. My voice only a step in the process of seeing me. See my eyes. My green eyes. Feel them watching you. As delicate hands of other femme fatales touch and tease your body. Yes, it doesn't have to be me touching you. It only has to feel like it. See me. Look into my eyes and see me. Feel me. Yes. Feel me. So many soft feminine hands touching you, fondling you. Your shaft thickening. Ooh, it feels so good beneath our fingertips. Whisper my name. Whisper it. Candace, yes, say it. The words sink deeply. Deeply into your mind as women around you begin to slide their hands up and down your twitching, throbbing cock. So hard, yes, all the women in the world can touch your cock. But it's my eyes you see. Look into my eyes and feel the milking begin. So many feminine hands touching and squeezing. The feel of your flesh beneath our fingers. The friction. Flesh to flesh as the pressure inside you builds. And builds, oh yes. Building. It's so close to the surface. You want it so bad. Oh, you want the eruption. You need the eruption. Oh, yes, look close. Look into my eyes. Look. Feel it rising. It's rising. Here it comes. Here it comes. The eruption is coming, yes, come as we squeeze and milk, yes, take from you your seed. Milking you into submission. It's such a pleasure to be bared, vulnerable before such a group of women. To be bare, naked, vulnerable, and yet safe in my grasp, in Mistress Candace's grasp. And it's only going to get better. Each and every experience we have together will become more and more intense. Surrender, submission, made easier and easier because it feels so good. I want you to see yourself as though you're removed from your body. Hovering above your body upon the table in the wonderful white, warm room. In a moment, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to float you up and out of the room, and you're going to be spent, relaxed. For this room is cleansing and healing and erotic. And when I bring you up to reality, you're going to feel a little groggy, but after a few moments, it'll pass, and then you'll feel focused and centered. So I'm bringing you up now, slowly, one coming up, rising up above the room, two coming back. Back to full awareness. Three. So relaxed. So wonderfully relaxed. Four. Up. Higher and higher. And five. Open your eyes, my pet. Welcome back. You've done a wonderful job. Domnotica is always happy to see you. Have a wickedly domnotic